Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Oh, yeah. Good morning. Yeah. I wake up this morning, and I heard a little bit about this last night, but this Daniel Jones thing, man. This kid can't stay on the field, and it's he played hurt through the Philadelphia game. It sounded like he got hurt on the second play from offense.
Yeah, but so how does that happen? You've done this before. Is it just adrenaline stuff that I can play through the rest of the game, but then all of a sudden now you're going to miss maybe a week or more?
Normally the injury feels worse the next morning when you wake up.
Like,
you know that there's something there. You just don't know how bad it is until you wake up the next morning. And I'm sure that he woke up with a stiff neck or had some sort of, you know, pain in his, I would assume like in his trap or something like that. And, you know, it's just another season where he's missing more games. You know, the one thing you say about Eli Manning, never missed a game. Always showed up. And I'm not saying that he should be out there playing if he can't play, and certainly don't want to put anybody in harm's way. But it's still, it's a reoccurring thing with him and Saquon Barkley, the injuries. And that's a part of whether or not a team can really trust a guy going forward.
Well, this is right. We're still in the evaluation process. I would think that we are. I mean, in the evaluation process of Daniel Jones, and it's not a lock that he comes back next year, but maybe he does. I don't know. Maybe the Giants think differently. You know, we've seen teams around here go in different directions when it comes to changing things up big time or not. You know, with this baseball offseason, like the Yankees are just bringing everybody back and just hoping that
it
changes.
The Yankees have no choice, and I've been telling you this, that they really have no choice. They have all of these guys that are on, you know, on these arbitration deals, and they have to make the offers or they lose the player, and they don't want to lose the player.
But they didn't have to bring back Gary Sanchez.
Well, they don't have a player to replace that player.
Well, they should go out and find one.
Well,
that's what the offseason is for.
Everybody's trying to find one.
Right. So anyway, but they are the Yankees. But anyway, forget about that for a second. So but they seem to be doing the same thing. The Mets made major changes to their roster. What are the Giants going to do at the end of this year? Like, that's the question I still don't know. And they have had a history of overvaluing what they have, thinking that it's better than it is. And when you're still in an evaluation process with the quarterback and now he's going to miss a game or more, and this has been part of his history, that's not a good thing for him and his future with this organization.
And oh, by the way, he's in with his third offensive coordinator now.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, just, you know.
Which is not
fair.
I'm
always about stability. I'm always about, you know, make a decision to stay with a guy. He had his best years under Pat Shurmur. They ran him out of town. And now, you know, you have Jason Garrett get run out of town. And now it's Freddie Kitchens' turn. But now Freddie Kitchens doesn't really even get a chance to have his hands on him because he's not going to play.
Yeah.
And he may be out for the rest of the year, too, by the way.
What?
They have not determined.
Out for the rest of the year.
They have not determined the severity of this. They'll have to go through MRIs and everything else. You know, if it's some sort of, you know, bone or disc or something like that up around the neck area, they'll shut him down for the rest of the year. You know, they're going to have to – his fifth-year option is going to be like $21.5 million. That's a big number for a guy you're not sure about. But I know internally they really like him. They like everything about him. You know, he's below the radar. He's a very coachable kid. He's a very likable young man. The problem is that, you know, the last few, 6 weeks or so, the turnovers are back, the interceptions are back, the fumbles are back. All these things that are affecting him are back again.
Yeah, and there's two things that are happening at the same time. And I've brought this up many times before, and you have not scoffed at me when I have brought this up. So I think that there is potentially a chance that this happens.
I usually don't scoff. I'm not a scoffer.
You've scoffed before.
Certain things
in football that I've brought up. There's been a scoffer,
the Kirk Cousins things I'll scoff at.
You'll scoff at that. He did line up under a guard on Sunday.
Yeah, I know
fourth
that.
Fourth and goal and had to waste a timeout in a one-score game in the fourth quarter.
We used to have a play like that.
Line up under the guard?
Uh-huh. We were supposed to look like we were confused and not know what we were doing.
Well, they were confused because they called timeout.
Yeah, I know. When I was watching that play, I was thinking, man, we had a play just like that.
That's funny. Was it a Rich Coat type play?
No. It was the Sam Weiss play.
Oh, all right. Wow.
He goes, line up under the guard, act like you're not really sure what's going on, look around, and then we're going to snap it right to the guy behind you, and we're going to go run a play.
I wish that was what was going on, but it wasn't.
Okay.
Kirk Cousins was just lining up under the guard.
Again, another thing that we were ahead of the curve with.
Oh, clearly.
So now if you watch the way that whole play unfolded, you got to come up with a play around that.
Somehow
you got to come up with a play around. You got to be creative enough to come up with a play where you have your quarterback look like he's completely discombobulated.
Yeah.
And have him line up under the guard, pointing all over the place. Everybody pointing all over the place. Snap the ball to the running back and run a play.
Bang. There you go. All right. So these are the two things that are happening at the same time.
Okay.
You've got a team in Seattle that is breaking down.
They are.
Day by day.
Day by day.
And it's very good news for the Jets. And lots of folks are saying that the time for Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson is over. The window is closed.
We were talking about this last summer, yeah.
Yeah, right. But now it's played out, though.
Yeah.
This is why I prefaced it by saying I've mentioned this in the past, but now it's playing out.
Yeah, but I didn't scoff at it.
I know. I said you had not scoffed, so it means that maybe you're on the same page with me.
All right.
And then here in New York, we've got a team in the Giants who will once again have a miserable season, and they've got a quarterback they can't count on. When he's healthy, he is underachieving. When he's not healthy, of course, he's missing games and you can't evaluate him. You've got a Giants team that is so frustrated with the losing. And, oh, by the way, they've got a couple of first-round picks. Seattle doesn't have their top first-round pick because it's with the Jets this year. I could smell something brewing there, if you follow me, where the Giants aren't totally starting over. If they can pry Russell Wilson away from the Seahawks when they start their rebuild and put him on the Giants and go for it with Kenny Golladay and everybody else, Kadarius Toney and Saquon Barkley, who never plays either.
Ask DK Metcalf how that's going.
Well, Russell Wilson?
Yeah.
But wouldn't you still take a shot on him? You wouldn't?
No. It's easy to say, yeah, I'll take a shot on him. But I have to know what they want in return, what they think he's worth, and then how much money he's going to want. There's a lot of variables to this. You just can't say, yes, plug him in and let's go.
Get him here makes a ton of sense.
Yeah, you can't just say that.
I can.
I know you can because you're a TV media guy.
Yeah, that's right.
And you could do that. You're a friend of Jordan Davis, yes. You could say whatever you want to say. I'm just telling you from a practical standpoint, I don't see it. I really don't.
He just turned 33.
I just don't see it.
He's got a lot of football left.
I just don't see it.
You know what I would do if I were Dave Gettleman, whoever's running the Giants?
Get him here. Makes a ton of sense.
That's what I would. I would call a meeting. I'd get everybody in the room.
Yeah.
And that's all I would say. I would hold up a picture of Russell Wilson and say,
get him here. Makes a ton of sense.
That's exactly what I would say.
Right.
Just like that. So everybody's ass is on the line right now.
Everybody's ass is on the line. There's no question about it. And, the guy that is in control of all that ass is the quarterback because he either makes it go or he doesn't make it go. And if he doesn't make it go, then you got to make him go away.
But I also
know that I would need to know all the facts surrounding getting a guy like Russell Wilson, who, by the way, since I think it was, I want to say it was last year, all these years kind of run together, there was like the first 5 weeks of the season, Russell Wilson was complaining about not ever getting an MVP vote.
Yes, as it was last year. Yeah.
All right, yeah. Since that time, it has not gone well for him.
He's hurt right now.
He is, but again,
he's got the finger issue.
Didn't go well for him last year, and it's not going well for him at all this year. And I do appreciate him out there playing with the bad finger.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily know that it's the right fit here.
Change of scenery. That's what's going to do
him
well.
I agree. He needs to change the scenery. You know where I'd like to see him go to Pittsburgh. I think Pittsburgh for him makes a little bit more sense than the Giants.
That makes more sense.
But then again,
sense.
I don't know if the Pittsburgh Steelers have what it would take if, in fact, you know, you're talking about a trade, which is what I think what we're all talking about.
Yeah. Well, it would have to be.
And the team that wants to trade him values him a hell of a lot more than the team that wants to trade for him. It's a risky proposition. Really risky.
Well, don't you feel like the Giants are in that mode right now where they've been so bad for so long and haven't gotten it right that taking a risk like that at this point in their franchise's history is the exact thing that they need to do?
Well, if they're going to change, it all depends on who their general manager is going to be. And I think if they're going to change a general manager, it's going to be from a very – they'll get a new guy in here. Maybe not a new guy in here. Maybe somebody that everybody knows that has been attached to the Giants in some way, shape, or form. And then the question is, what is the impact that Ernie Accorsi still has on the franchise in terms of determining who they should hire, who they should bring in, do they use him as a consultant, and all of that stuff? I mean, quite frankly, we still don't know what all the answers to these questions are. But I'm not about
scoffing.
I'm not scoffing. I am just not about a Russell Wilson move here. All right. So that's one thing, and it's a big thing going forward for the New York Giants, and it's always around the quarterback. The other thing is, you know, this game last night between the Knicks and the Nets, it was a great game. It was a fun game. It was a fun game, especially the fourth quarter was fun. And what I loved the most about it is you had Obi Toppin, Quickly, Derrick Rose, and Alec Burks out there all at one time. I mean, I love that.
It sucked that R.J. Barrett had to miss time because of this non-COVID illness thing.
It's too bad. But what we did see in the money point in the fourth quarter before the 4 minute or 5 minute mark, we had our young guys out there, and Emmanuel Quickly at times has the ball in his hands and it's like his hair's on fire.
Yeah, Reggie Miller loves him too. By the way,
I love him too. But yeah. But he'll learn. He's getting better. Obi Toppin's great. You know, Mitchell Robinson's got stone hands. That's obvious. I mean, it's just stone hands. I mean, he reminds me of Kramer a little bit. Doesn't he? Of Seinfeld? Al, you know what I'm talking about?
Sure. I'm aware of Kramer, yeah.
Yeah, it kind of looks a little like Kramer. Kind of reminds me of Kramer in the middle of the Nick defense there at times. But how about this? With about 4 minutes to go, you had Julius Randle miss a three-pointer. Then with 1:47 to go, Randle misses the two-pointer, nine-footer. Then at 1:36, Randle takes a technical foul because he's pissed off. And he loses his mind, and it's right in the money part of the game that your leader is snapping at the referees for whatever reason. And I know that he's pissed off that he's not getting foul calls when he's trying to force the basketball to the hoop, which is just like, I'm tired of seeing
and he's
it.
He's got a history of snapping
but,
like but this
it's
on
ridiculous.
Officials.
But, yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's ridiculous. And then at 1:17, he has a turnover, and then he finally gets a dunk around the 50-second mark, and then after that, it's gone. He's out of the
And
of
he
the
had
picture.
Played really well up until that point and then just blew up at the worst time.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Like, these games come down to, like, the last 5 minutes.
Well, I mean, they also come down to Kevin Durant, who had a bad game for his standards throughout most of the game, in the fourth quarter is taking over. And Julius Randle, who had a good game up until the fourth quarter in crunch time, it did more than disappear. He basically blew the entire game up for the Knicks.
All right, so what I'm saying is you have a Hall of Famer, a 7-footer, who can shoot and get any shot he wants. You know, and then, of course, everybody's bitching and complaining about the fouls, discrepancy, and all that other stuff. I know it's frustrating for Coach Tibbs, and I'm sure it's frustrating for Julius Randle. But, the last foul on Mitchell Robinson was a foul.
No, I agree.
He's
it wasn't.
100%
now, he said he was pushed, and he said that it wouldn't have happened that way if he wasn't pushed in the back. But to me, the second I saw that, I said, oh, God, you fouled him? I couldn't believe it. That's what I thought. And I didn't say that's a terrible call. I said, you actually fouled the guy with 2 seconds to go?
And, Mike, can I ask you another question?
What?
Does James Harden sweat?
That's a great question. I never see him sweat.
That guy does not have one bead of sweat on him.
I mean, last night he did not.
I don't know how hard he's working.
Yeah.
I think he's just kind of like floating around out there.
Yeah, I know.
And
effortless.
It just comes so easy to him.
Effortless.
I don't think he was sweating at all.
That was just an annoying, annoying loss. I would have rather them, when they came out in the third quarter and the Nets started to pull away there before the Knicks came back, I would have rather seen the Nets just just waylay them.
Why?
And blow
I wouldn't
them
want
out.
To see that. I
then for them
to, see...
to come back and then to lose that way. That sucks.
How could you say that?
Oh,
I wanted to see
so
a team.
So annoying.
I thought our team fought back valiantly, and I'm not happy that they lost. And I'm really not happy about what I just told you about Julius Randle in crunch time just basically disappearing and costing his team a game. And Mitchell Robinson having stone hands.
Yeah.
Other than that, everything else was great. You know, Alec Burks was great. I loved it. I love the fact that Quickley and Rose were out there together.
You're going moral victory.
I'm not going moral victory. I'm going reality because they have two Hall of Famers, two of the greatest basketball players of their generation. We don't have that.
No, of course not.
I mean, and the fact that we were right there with them. But then again,
what is this season then?
You look at these last five plays by Julius Randle. I know he got a dunk in there on a steal. But, I mean, it's just that's like the difference between the Hall of Famers that want to win the game and don't get tied up in the referees and the nonsense. He's done this before.
Yeah,
and every time he does
this. He did it the Barclays last
time. Yeah, and every time he does this, what does he say? I got to control my emotions.
Well, last night he was still ripping the officials in the postgame. He's going to get fined.
But he says it every time.
Yeah.
I have to control my emotions. And he very rarely ever controls
his
emotions.
I swear he's going to, like, punch out an official. Like, I really think that at some point he may. Like, he gets that angry.
And I understand
he chases
that.
These guys. He has to be restrained.
And I know that he goes down low, he goes into the paint, and then he gets an explanation, according to him, from the referees. It's like, wait a minute, Julius, you're too strong. You're stronger than the guy you're going against. So we're not going to call a foul in that situation. Essentially, that's what he said that they told him.
Yeah.
And that if that, in fact, is true and accurate, then he does have a beef. But you cannot snap with less than 3 minutes to go in the game. You just can't.
Minute and a half, and then there's Kevin Durant shooting the tech to basically make it a three-point game at that point, which ended up hurting you down the stretch.
Right.
It was annoying. Very annoying. All right.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Jerry's got a very busy couple of days. He's got Cowboys on Thursday night. He's got Rutgers. He's also got germs, whatever the hell he's got going on.
I mean, is he going places? Because I know he was in here, like, when we were out on Friday.
That's right.
I was here with him on Friday, Black Friday. He was fine. He was feeling good.
Yeah. So it's kind of weird, don't you think?
What, that he's avoiding us?
I feel like there's like an avoidance going on, yes.
He doesn't want to come in here, but he'll do everything else.
He had a setback over the weekend.
He did.
Evidently.
And he might be planning a setback for the 16th.
Wait a minute. You hear that voice? You hear that voice?
Yeah, I heard it.
Eddie, a little nasally this morning?
I didn't think so.
He sounds just like he always does.
I don't know.
He sounds nasally to me. Definitely sounds nasally to me.
Wait, so you're telling me he's trying to get out of the Christmas party?
No, I'm just trying to cause trouble.
That does not sound nasally.
No, I don't. He sounds like Eddie to me. I'm sorry.
A slight, only because you said something I noticed.
Now you notice. A little bit.
Smidge of nasal.
You want me to mask up, Al?
No.
So, CeeLo, you're in for the Christmas extravaganza.
I guess. I mean, that's what
we've
I was told.
Yeah, we told you that
before.
But
I don't know like when and
it's
where.
It's the 16th,
and, right?
We got your hotel room.
Okay.
It's two meals.
And oddly enough, the place where I was booking the rooms, there was a Crystal Presti already registered.
Huh? Really?
Yeah, and I was like, I thought maybe you did this on your own, thinking that you were going to be invited eventually.
You're telling me on the same night there's two Crystal Prestis staying at this hotel?
That's what I was told, yes.
Where is this?
Well,
give or take?
I'm not going to.
Like, is this in the city? Are we in Long Island? What are we talking here?
It's in the city.
No, we're going out in Staten Island.
I haven't been here. I don't know where we're going or what we're doing.
South Bronx.
Yeah, South Bronx. Right, exactly.
So it's two meals, a country concert, and a hotel.
Okay.
It's a whole Christmas extravaganza.
No, I knew about the extravaganza. I just was a little unclear about the details.
There's a catch. We're doing this as a team, the whole thing. So it's a Thursday night. You have to be here the next morning.
Okay.
To work with us.
Sure.
Cutting tape or
I'll go to
Amelia's.
Literally whatever you want me to do.
Run to Amelia's, whatever.
I will be here and I will be fine.
All right, good. I just wanted to see if you were going to protest to that.
No.
Then I'd text Jordan Davis and say 5 tickets instead of 6. So you're good.
You sure you're still on a texting relationship with Jordan?
No, I'm great. Oh, yeah. Okay. We talked yesterday after the show for like an hour.
Oh, after the show.
No, that didn't happen. But no, we're good. We're totally good. All right. So you're in. No nonsense.
Yeah. What time do the festivities begin on the Thursday?
Right after the show. What are we talking? A lunch at like 11 something?
Okay. Yeah, probably like 11:30 or something.
11:30 lunch.
I believe I'd be tied up working in Midtown until noon. So I'll join you after that. That's okay.
That's fine. That's okay.
Yeah, I mean, we could probably move the lunch to like 12:30 or something.
You have to move it. I'll parachute in when I'm done. Wherever you guys are at, it's fine.
I think we got to get going right away.
Sure.
Because the longer that we wait around, that's not good for the energy. We got to keep it moving, the momentum. Show ends. Hang out a little bit, let them record the podcast, and bang, we're right into it.
Right into it, okay.
Right into it.
I'll just hop aboard a moving train. It's no problem.
Perfect. Right, absolutely.
Yeah.
And then dinner, what are we talking, 6 o'clock, 6:30?
Actually, where we're going to dinner is going to be relatively close to Webster Hall. So
okay.
We're pretty good there.
Awesome. All right, CeeLo, you got an update for us.
Yeah, powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. We begin in Brooklyn, first meeting of the season between the Knicks and Nets, and it was a good one at Barclays Center.
We're down to 8 seconds to go. They run a double at Durant. Durant still with a dribble. Gets rid of it to Johnson with three, with two. Johnson got tripped and fouled. He got fouled by Mitchell Robinson. With 2.2 seconds to go.
Chris Carino here on
The
Fan.
Bend over.
Okay. Both free throws good. Nets up by two. Desperation time for the Knicks.
Rose is going to inbound to the backcourt. Unguarded. Midcourt to Fournier. Turns. Heaves at the horn. No goal off the back of the rim. And the Nets hang on to beat the Knicks. 112-110. Wow.
Quite the fourth quarter.
Okay.
And the finish. Fournier had come off the bench to drain the game-tying three just moments earlier. James Harden had a huge first half, scoring 28 of his 34 points. Kevin Durant, who was quiet and really actually not shooting great in the first half, hit some big shots down the stretch. But afterwards, this, of course, became about the Knicks and the officiating. They were not happy. 25 free throws for the Nets, 12 for the Knicks. Here was Julius Randle, who I guess initially at least planned to stay away from all of it.
You know, I'm talking about the game. What the players out there doing, I'm not going to talk about those guys because they clearly don't understand the game.
Those guys, of course, being the refs, but then from there,
the Alec Burks thing worked out great.
It did.
He had a big game.
Yeah. He did. No, yeah. And plus he plays, even though the numbers don't really bear it up, but he does a little bit of defense, better defense than, Kemba does. And just when they had at the end there, they had Rose, Quickly, Toppin, and Burks all out there on the court together. I actually like that. I felt like it's an athletic group of guys getting up and down the court, and I kind of like that. But then they put Mitchell Robinson in there, and he's got stone hands, but he's just a big monster in the middle of the court,
Yes. And here was another one from Randle, who again initially wanted to kind of talk it down about the refs, but he couldn't help himself.
As aggressive as I played, attacking the paint, I can't be penalized for just being stronger than people. And that's an answer that I got today.
So he said that refs basically told him because, you know, you don't really bounce off of people, it doesn't seem like you're impacted by the contact. That's why we didn't blow the whistle.
I mean, if that's true, that's pretty bad. If an official is telling that to Julius, that's not how you officiate a game.
That was his point.
Yeah.
So we'll never know exactly what was said to him, but that's what he's claiming. And Tom Thibodeau even gave you a little bit of an edge.
Hey, look, they're a good team. They played well. But I know Julius was driving that ball pretty darn hard. And I'm pissed.
Yeah.
Oh.
Watch out.
He was very animated down the stretch there. Even him and Derrick Rose were kind of barking at each other a little bit there late in the game. I don't know if there was anything negative or they're just, you know, caught up in the heat of the moment. But emotions were running high. Close game. Randall finished with 24.
He had like a spit bubble on his lip at one point. Did you see this?
I was just like,
I was just like, come on, get it off your face. Get that off your face. Because like, he was like doing a Thibodeau face where he's just staring with his lip out, you know, like this, and he was like something stuck on there.
Need
like
the trainer to just come in with the towel.
Like somebody just please, for the love of God, get that off your lip.
Yes. Knicks fall to 11-10. Nets are 15-6. Steve Nash wasn't thrilled that the game ended up so tight.
I felt it was closer than it needed to be. On the other hand, we found a way. A
lot of Knicks fans in the building, as you'd expect, and you could certainly hear it throughout. Durant afterwards not trying to hide from that.
We know it's a Knicks city, so they're going to travel, and especially to Brooklyn. So I thought the environment was incredible. Game was incredible. We fought through some adversity, but we kept going.
Did he actually say this is the Knicks city?
We know it's a Knicks city.
He's right.
Yep. Wow.
That's why I like this guy.
Does he say, is he trolling or what?
No.
He sounded very sincere. That was with Carino and Capstraw here on the Fan after the game.
Why are you taking Charmed off? I was getting into it today.
Oh, you are? Yeah. Sorry about that.
That's why he's taking it off.
Hey, I don't take the Rangers replays off.
No, you don't. That's true.
At least that's sports related. You know.
Yeah, I know, but he gets very distracted by the Rangers replays.
Well, I
get very distracted by Charm, too.
So let's put Alex Ovechkin on with his gray hair and beard. Awesome.
Man.
So these teams don't meet again until February 16th, which kind of stinks. Knicks turn around, host the Bulls tomorrow night. Nets are home for the Timberwolves on Friday. Elsewhere, LeBron placed in the league's health and safety protocol, so he was a late scratch for the Lakers. They still took care of the lowly Kings out in Sacramento, 117-92. And how about the Suns? 17 in a row now. They come back from a four-game road trip, and they took down Steph Curry and the Warriors, 104-96. Curry held to just 12 points on 4 of 21 shooting last night. So a rough one for him. It does happen even to the best. Couple of quickies before we get into some NFL stuff here. College hoops, top-ranked Duke fell to Ohio State, 71-66. And you had the second-to-last college football rankings. Michigan off the win over Ohio State up to number 2. Georgia remains number 1. You've got Alabama 3, Cincinnati 4 heading into conference championship weekend. You guys discussed the Daniel Jones situation, this strained neck seemingly out of nowhere, which I guess took place early on in the game against the Eagles. So not only is Mike Glennon expected to start this week against the Dolphins, it sounds like this could be a multiple-week situation, which is kind of surprising.
Oh, Boomer said that if it's one of those bad neck injuries or there's some sort of issue and there's a lat involved, then maybe it's going to be like the rest of the season.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, this football season, it could not get any worse. It really couldn't.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Al wants to know why we don't talk more football around here.
Yeah.
He doesn't understand it.
I saw him tweeting yesterday, is this football season around here? What the hell was that all about, Al?
Just and Gio's right. I probably listened to too much of the radio station. But
yeah.
It's all baseball.
Well, right now, I mean, when you think about what just happened over the last 3 days,
right.
You understand that. And then tonight at midnight, guess what? They're pulling the plug.
Yep.
No, but I'm saying, like, we got Max Scherzer. The end. Like,
no, there was other things.
Other things are going on, and everybody wants to know what the Yankees are doing because they're not doing anything because they're hamstrung with their salary structure.
The Mets got Max Scherzer and Starling Marte, and the Yankees got nothing. The end.
See, this is what I told Al. The problem is he listens probably 50 times more than the average listener. He's in here 4 hours a day listening to everything we say. Then he drives home and he listens to Moose and Maggie. Then he streams Carton and Roberts in his apartment. He listens to the radio station more than you're supposed to listen to the radio station, I think.
Then I hear Sal yelling at people about baseball.
Driving in the next day, he's talking baseball.
Jeez, Al.
So you've had enough.
Baseball.
You know, I'm saying what I've had enough of, like, the Max Scherzer news broke during Moose and Maggie. So they had the opportunity yesterday to talk all, or the day before, Monday.
Right.
But then yesterday, they're like, coming up, we've got some Max Scherzer. You did it yesterday, the day before. And then all wore out Carter Roberts, Max Scherzer, Max Scherzer.
Have you ever figured out how much of Max Scherzer's salary is attached to your cable bill?
Yes. I have. I did extensive research.
You did?
On
and what did you come up with?
Well, this is a lot of money.
Oh, okay. That the extensive research came up with a lot of money.
That's a lot of the Very extensive detailed. Research is you know it's a lot of money because baseball will not let you buy to stream just the Mets games or just the Yankees games. That's how you know it's a lot of money to be tied into cable.
Well deduced.
Thank you.
There you go. Just back to the Giants thing, as far as their concern level, they did sign Jake Fromm off the Bills practice squad to their active roster, so they had to get another quarterback in here, which would lead you to believe Jones is probably not going to play this week, and who knows beyond that. A couple of clips for you, Aaron Rodgers on the Pat McAfee show yesterday, more about the toe, and is he going to get surgery, is he not? Even if he does, though, sounds like he would be just fine.
We're hoping to avoid surgery, obviously, but the surgery would be such a minor one, it wouldn't be something that I'd have to miss time with that.
So if that's the case, he was asked, why not just get it over with and get it done?
The surgery would immobilize the toe. So then that would be an issue the entire season that we deal with.
So I guess the immobilizing of it would impact his ability to move around. Right now it's just pain management.
All right.
Like to immobilize
I got an update on this.
Oh, okay. What do you got?
A broken fifth toe is more painful than a non-complicated ankle fracture. There is nothing little about it, and the pain will persist for about 4 to 6 weeks, even longer. People are amazed about the amount of pain that they experience. The little toe has many nerve endings and takes a beating with every one of the 10 to 15,000 steps a day that the average person takes. A broken little toe is also a fashion pariah, as many people develop a sausage toe.
Sausage toe
that stays swollen for a very long time, making athletic cleats and stylish shoes very painful to wear. A broken little toe also affects balance and planting the foot, which is so important for a quarterback because the toe has its own axis of motion. It can affect and push off the needed to complete a pass with accuracy and distance. And there is something that is actually called COVID toe that has no connection to an injury, but instead a vascular issue seen in the COVID virus, as it does affect coagulation, a blood producing small hemorrhages in the toes.
9:05 on the fan.
By the way,
that came from my man, Rock Positano.
Okay.
Foot specialist.
Foot specialist.
HSS foot specialist.
How do you go about immobilizing a pinky toe?
You really don't.
Well, he just said the surgery would immobilize it. How do you immobilize it?
Well, the surgery, I'm assuming that if he had surgery, he would have to immobilize it, probably put his foot in a boot that way. Like, you couldn't play with it.
But he just said, if I have the surgery, it'll be minor and I'd be fine. I wouldn't miss time. Just he said, if I get the surgery the Monday or Tuesday, I'd play Sunday. That's what he said. It's very confusing. Let's get to our boy Mike Tomlin, shall we?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
We were just awful against the Bengals.
We're not seeking comfort. We're not trying to, you know, quell the masses, if you will. You know, we stunk it up, and so we're gonna wallow in our stench for a while and wait for our next opportunity to play football.
We're gonna go to the bathroom, we're gonna do a number two, we're gonna sit there and not flush it. I'm gonna take in, we're gonna waft all the smells of our own poop into our nostrils until we realize how much it stunk.
It stunk, all right.
I mean, and then you Chase Claypool. I'm sure you guys have discussed. He said, hey, a little more music, some more dancing and practice. Perhaps that would help. Of course, Tomlin was asked about that. I think it was the final question for him of his press conference yesterday.
Claypool plays wide out, and I'll let him do that. I'll formulate the practice approach, and I think that division of labor is probably appropriate.
And there you go. That shuts perfect. That down. Yeah. So
that is translation. That is Mike Tomlin at his finest.
Oh man!
Shut up, kid. That's basically what he said.
Now, what wasn't Juju was the one with the was it the TikTok videos? Mm-hmm. What's with these wideouts in Pittsburgh and the need to dance and sing and hop around? Like,
well, Antonio Brown had Facebook Live in there.
Yeah.
Oh god.
In the locker room. Right after a game.
Yes.
One after another. I mean, Mike Wallace was a crazy person, then Antonio Brown.
Manuel Sanders looking back was the calm one.
Yeah.
Yeah, Plaxico.
Plaxico, yeah, right. Yeah, that's right.
They also had Antonio. Didn't they have Antonio? And, he played for the Jets. Santonio Holmes.
Santonio Holmes. Super Bowl MVP.
Well, I'll tell you what. They've had a group of guys there.
Santonio Holmes threw a glass at somebody in a club when he was in Pittsburgh and cut their eye open. I remember that. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, his media availability with the Jets when I was that was you want to talk
else?
About an intimidating look.
Yeah,
he would stare through your soul pretty much.
Well, you would ask those 30 minute questions of yours.
No, Not Santonio.
Oh, here
I knew
we go
better.
Again.
Knew better than to
Santonio,
do that.
I'm a Crystal Press here, WFAN. Right.
Yeah, not the Crystal Press that's staying in the hotel already.
Right, exactly.
Other Crystal Press who's being.
That's wild, man.
Yeah.
I want to try and meet this guy that night. See if we have anything
he's
in
there. Wearing a vest and he's coughing.
You know, yeah. By the way, you love that narrative. Yeah. Who's been here? Who's been nice and healthy and been here? You know, Jerry's gone down. You've gone down.
Blind squirrel nut scenario.
Yeah, well, yeah. Just keep that in mind, all right?
You came in here with croup once. That's all I know.
You had croup?
Yeah.
That's a common thing when you got kids. Come on.
It's a common thing.
Where was it?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
The croup. Where was it?
What do you mean the croup? Where
it was in my pinky toe.
It was in your pinky toe. Okay.
You had to immobilize it. All right, you done?
The Yankees actually made some moves, sort of. They tendered a contract to Gary Sanchez and others. Very exciting.
Brian Cashman sucks.
Yeah. You know,
I mean, what are
what
they doing?
Sucks is, what do you mean, what do they do? What do you want them to do?
Something.
Move on from Gary Sanchez finally.
They are,
hey, let's bring back the same guys from last year. Awesome. Yeah.
You have to have...
What do I have to have?
Payroll flexibility, they have none.
Why not? They reset the luxury tax. They're supposed to have more flexibility now.
What do you mean they offered $25 million?
They got back. The time frame expired.
Yeah.
So they're back. They should be back to being able to spend.
And
a
they also
bit.
Offered $25 million to Justin Verlander. So at least they had $25 million to spend for a year.
Cool.
Yeah. They got nothing. Nothing. They're bringing Sanchez back.
All right.
What are you munching on?
A little carrot cake.
Flyers Rangers.
No, pumpkin cake, actually.
Carrot pumpkin.
Yeah, I'm going to game tonight.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Looks like your pumpkin bread is caught in your microphone as you took the windscreen off.
Mm. And also the, you know, the issue we were having the other day where your mic wouldn't turn off?
Yeah.
Pumpkin loaf crumbs.
Is that
so
confirmed?
Enjoy.
Yeah. Yes.
Why'd you take your windscreen off?
I don't have a windscreen.
Oh.
It's over here. There's two of them.
I don't know where that is.
Pumpkin.
Jerry was in here last Friday, coughing and hacking all over everything. Al didn't wipe anything down.
He was in that
chair.
Yeah,
I know.
Now that I think about it.
And Al didn't wipe anything down like a good producer should.
Huh.
I stopped wiping stuff down.
Hey, Al, can you get me a drink, Al?
Took that right off the list.
Coca-Cola?
Yeah, go get me a soda.
Welch's grape. All right.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's the morning show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Dallas Cowboys safety Demonte KZ got pulled over for suspicion of DUI back in October 19th, around 3 a.m. He'd been driving erratically, didn't use his turn signal, And it turned out he was driving under the influence. But what he did in this body cam footage to me is just, I mean, obviously driving drunk's the worst possible thing you could be doing. But then what he tells the cop is something that might get him excommunicated from the locker room for the rest of time. And you tell me if I'm on the right path here.
I mean, what could he say to the cop that would get him excommunicated?
All right, so he's talking to the cop, and he starts name-dropping his teammates.
All right, so he's trying to get out of it by, well, what do you say, like, you know, I'm hanging out with Dak Prescott or something? Oh, Jesus.
He goes, I was just with Ezekiel Elliott and Dak Prescott, and we were just having fun. We went out.
Like, you know who they are? Because you don't know who I am, obviously.
And he goes, yeah, we had like three shots. You know, it was me, Dak, Zeke. We're at a restaurant. We're just going out to eat, you know? Because it was rookie night, he said. So this is what he started. Like, just imagine. Like, you know, God forbid I get pulled over in a situation and I'm like, you know, I was just hanging out with, you guys like football? You know, Boomer Esiason? I was just at a dinner with him.
Okay.
It was our holiday dinner. You guys know the Bengals, right? You ever see the Super Bowl, that whole thing? Yeah, I was with Boomer Esiason, so let me go. That's the worst thing you can do!
I see what you're saying. Yeah, so I know what he's doing. He's trying to get out of it.
Yeah.
He's trying to, like, see if the guy's going to give him a little wiggle room because he's, you know, he's hanging out with his teammates.
Yeah, but I mean, he's a Dallas Cowboy.
True, but maybe they don't know that.
Okay, because he's KZ and he's not Dak Prescott.
Right. Well, so I think he's trying to, like, illuminate the fact that he is a Dallas Cowboy by using his teammates, and he uses the word rookie. So, like, I'm the rookie.
Well, he's actually not a rookie. It was just rookie night.
Oh, rookie night. Okay.
It was rookie night. But he's 28 years old. He's not a rookie. He's been around for a while. And he failed the sobriety test. He couldn't count backwards. Didn't walk cleanly in a straight line. And he got a misdemeanor DWI charge. Like, that's not going to work. Like somebody's going to be like, oh, yeah, you were with Dak. Oh, excuse me.
I'm sorry.
Like, I think that stuff works counterproductively. Like, you're really trying to get out of this?
Especially with the body cams now.
Well, of course.
But back in the day, they may be able to, you know, let you slide and follow you home or something.
Yeah, yeah. That.
Or leave your car here, we'll take you home.
One of those deals.
Well, yeah, I could see that back in the day that those things had happened.
Right. But,
and then people get ticked off when they hear stories like that because then they feel like the athletes are receiving privilege.
Yeah.
And privilege is like a dirty word these days. So they don't want athletes getting, you know, having
special
privilege.
Treatment.
Right. Special treatment. So this is the body cams kind of take all that out of the mix now.
Right. And there's a full video of this. It's up on TMZ Sports. Full video of him talking to the cops. I was just with Zeke. I was just with this guy.
That would be an FIA.
An FIA? What's an FIA?
A Freedom of Information Act.
Oh, okay. So that's how you get that stuff?
That's how you get that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I'm thinking like if I'm in Louisiana, I feel like I could now drop Jordan Davis's name down there. I was just hanging out
with
him. What
about Brian Kelly's name?
Well, I don't really know him.
Yeah, but you could say, look, you know, I cover Brian Kelly.
Yeah, I once was in close proximity to Brian Kelly.
In one of those jails.
Yeah, one of those holding tanks. What do they call those things? Drunk tanks.
Yeah,
yeah, I know Boomer Esiason. So we were just out. We had a little.
There.
We had a little Christmas dinner, and we were just hanging out. Oh, Boomer! Really?
So I would say this is the one thing about being in New York City. If you do that, I mean, you're not driving,
right?
In New York City, you're just not.
Nope. Right, like when we have our Christmas extravaganza, the car is going to be here, but it's not going to be touched until I drive home the next day after the show.
And we could theoretically probably walk from each venue.
Well, you can.
Yeah, it's a little bit, the Webster Hall's a little far away, right?
Yeah.
It's a mile.
Yeah, but I don't know, it's going to be freezing. I'm so soft in the cold, I can't stand it. I'm already like over it.
Right, and he's not a big, like, getting out there and walking type of guy.
Hey, I love it.
Do you want to walk a mile in the cold?
I didn't say I did. I'm just saying, I mean, I know what you don't want to do.
We're going to get, like, the Uber hovercraft that you're going to have show up in front of the building.
Right.
One of those things. You get, like, the Uber stretch limos. I see. I've been there. Anthony in Belleville. What's going on, Anthony?
Boomer Geo.
Oh, yeah. What's happening there, Anthony? Long time no talk.
Yeah, what's up, fellas? Hey, Gio.
Yeah.
I heard the show yesterday with Jordan Davis.
Yeah, yeah.
How's it feel to be Dan and Carteret for the day?
Hey, you're very funny, Anthony. Well, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Jordan Davis called me back, and we had a conversation man-to-man. I've never called Dan and Carteret, all right? Well, maybe once.
You never? Come on. You guys.
No, one time, actually, you know what? One time I did, and he didn't even pick up. I'll tell you why. When he was doing that weird, he hung out in my hometown for like 3 days before the boat party.
Yeah.
And I said I would go out for a drink with him. I knew he was in Patchogue and was going to go to Sayville to meet me. And I was actually driving through Patchogue, and I called him to pick him up, to give him a ride, wow. And he missed the call.
Wow.
And I just saw.
Yeah,
I just,
one more quick question.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, yeah.
If you're not a Vikings fan any longer, mm-hmm. who are you going to go with?
I'm always going to be a Vikings fan. I just don't care as much as I used to. But I'm not going to change teams. That's what it is. And by the way, there is a date on that where I'm getting the tattoo changed. I think it's the 15th of December.
Then you got to go to a different team.
I'm not going to go to a different team. I'm just not. I can't do that. There's no way. I mean, and you know what would happen if I did, like, officially switch teams, then the next year they'd win the Super Bowl. I'm not as into it as I used to be, but I'm still always going to be a Vikings fan.
I do have to say that Anthony really has the pulse of this radio program, because he hit the nail right on the head when he compared you to Dan and Carteret, the way that Dan is with you and Al, and the way you are with Jordan Davis.
You're so wrong about that.
I mean,
that.
Like, the way you reacted yesterday was just a little embarrassing.
No.
A little embarrassing.
Well, you're the one who FaceTimed him. That was weird.
No, but when he called you back, you were so excited.
Oh, it was unbelievable.
Well, it was perfect timing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I need a couple more celebrity friends that I can name drop if I ever get pulled over. That's what I need.
You got your own name.
Yeah, right. That doesn't work. I was in a place yesterday. People were talking about WFAN in front of me. I had no idea I was sitting there.
Really?
Yeah.
That's great.
I was just waiting for them to be like, man, that guy in the morning, boy, he sucks. That guy was boring. I was just waiting for that. They didn't say that, though.
They didn't say it.
Well, no, they only talked about it. It was actually all good things. It was all good things about the radio station, but it was all like afternoon talk and like the transformation of the afternoon show and how Beningo was there and Mike and then Craig came back and the whole thing. And I was just like, I was sitting there, had a hat on. I was just like, please, don't recognize me. I don't want to get into this conversation.
For the love of God.
For the love of God.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.